Dallas-Fort Worth. Live from the KATH 910 AM studios in Las Colinas and broadcasting across North Texas on the Guadalupe Radio Network, this is the Good News Show.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Good News Show on this August 18th. It's Monday, and we're glad you're with us. We are live today, as we typically are for this program, and I've got some great guests to share and events to talk about. In fact, in the second half of the program, there is an event coming up September 11th. I think that's a Thursday evening. It's Mid-Cities Women's Clinic is going to do an event at the Hearst Convention Center, Celebrate Life. They've got Abby Johnson and David B. Wright, both of them. You know, typically you have like one speaker and, you know, one big name speaker. They've got both of them at the same event. Well, our good friend Bob Duane, Bob and Norma, they're, I believe, on the board of Mid-Cities Women's Clinic. And so he asked about doing this interview. So he's going to be in. We're going to have David B. Wright calling in at 12:45. And Denise Epp, the Senior Director of Development for Mid-Cities Women's Clinic, is going to be in as well. And we're also planning on talking to Brandy Meeks, who is the president of the Vitae Foundation. She's supposed to be with us here in about 10 minutes. I haven't seen her yet, but I trust she'll be here. And so we'll do that in a few minutes as well. They also have an event. They're actually a sponsor, and they have an event coming up on September 16th, just 5 days after the other event. And this is a Dallas Pro-Life Dinner benefiting the Vitae Foundation, Tuesday, September 16th, over at the Northwood Club with speaker Brandon Tatum. So we'll talk about that, hopefully, if Brandy shows up. So we're going to talk to her in about 10 minutes. Before that, we got some other things to tell you about having to do with the Guadalupe Radio Network. And the first one I want to mention is about GRN Academy. And you have likely, I didn't ask you to play our spot, but yeah, is that, would that be easy to pull up or no?
Yeah, talk amongst yourself and I will pull it up.
I asked this list. We're kind of on a roll right now where we went to a while where we, just because we were so busy, we weren't doing too many creative spots, but boy, we're doing some creative ones now. And so, this is a spot that we did. I'm sorry, Cecil. I didn't even mention that I was going to ask you to pull this one up. But
I think this is it.
Yeah, is this it? Okay. So let me set it up first. GRN Academy is a new platform academy where we are going to be teaching live interactive classes on a variety of different topics. And it's really kind of taken off. We're getting a lot of registrations. And I'm teaching a class starting Monday, September 8th. At 7 o'clock in the evening, on St. Thomas Aquinas' Summa Theologia. It's called An Introduction to the Summa Theologia. I've been teaching it to high school kids for 11 years now. And believe me, they get it. I've had kids in my class, you know, 12 years old and studying the Summa. So we do it. It's going to be fun, interactive, and not too heavy. So if you want to sign up for that class or else the other classes, Adam Bly, Debbie Giorgiani are doing an Angels and Demons class on Tuesdays at 7. Steve Gleason, Communication Skills for Apologetics, Wednesdays, beginning September 3rd at 6 p.m. Julie Carrick, Music in the Living Word, Wednesday, September 3rd at 7. And then our own Dr. Ray Lopez, Introduction to Aristotle's Ethics, Saturday, September 6th at 8 a.m. And then my class, as I mentioned, is going to start Monday, September 8th, An Introduction to the Summa Theologia. So I'm hoping, you know, and all the people that we have listening right now, maybe a couple of you will sign up, $25 registration, and then $149 for the class. It's 7 weeks in a row. They're live, they're interactive, they're 50 minutes long each. And you can go to grnonline.com/Academy and sign up for those classes, especially the one on the Summa. I mean, come on. Isn't that the one you want to sign up for? So did you get the spot?
I did.
Let's play that. This is a spot that Cecil and I did.
Dave, this is so cool. Have you heard about this new GRN Academy?
Yes. In fact, I'm one of the instructors.
Wow, Debbie and Adam are teaching a class called Angels and Demons?
Yeah, and I'm teaching
a class on apologetics with Steve Gleason. That's amazing.
Yes, it's true. And
look at this. Julie Carrick has a class on music, and the one and only Dr. Ray Lopez is teaching Aristotle's Ethics.
Yes, they are.
Dave, you should have been teaching a class on the Summa Theologia. Missed opportunity.
Yeah, you're right. Information on all of the classes can be found at grnonline.com/academy. All right. So now I got to say about that one, everybody always thinks that every creative spot was written by Sissel. I mean, Sissel's kind of like the creative. So everybody's saying, oh, Sissel.
In my
own humility, I must say that I actually wrote that one.
And, that was Dave's.
But the next one we did, which I think might even be better, was written by Sissel. We're going on a Sen River Cruise.
It's Sen without the D.
Sen River Cruise in April of next year. And so, anyways, the spot kind of speaks for itself, but it's going to be like going to Paris and Lisieux and Normandy and all these different places. So Sissel came up with this spot. Just as a little bad background, we have a gentleman that I've interviewed a number of times. His name is Matthew Dumotier, and he's the founder of the Lafayette Musicians, and he's from France, okay? And he lives here with his wife and his two sons now. But he came here from France a few years ago, and he's a wonderful, classical musician. And so we thought, we need a guy with a French accent. So we asked him to come in, and it was so much fun recording this spot. So here's the spot that Sissel and I and Matthew Dumotier, our French friend, cut for the Seine River Cruise. Here it is. Bonjour, ça va?
Oui, oui, croissant.
Sissel, I still think my French accent's better.
No way.
Hello there. Do you think I can give it a try?
Oh, sure.
Help celebrate 30 years of La Promessa Foundation with a special pilgrimage. From April 22nd to the 30th, you can join Father Sam Medley, Debbie Giorgiani, Sean Rice, and Dave Palmer on a Seine River cruise. Stops include Rouen, Normandy beaches, Lisieux, and of course Paris. Visit grnonline.com to learn more.
I mean, it's all right.
Still think mine's better. Ah, I love that one. That one, that's the first time that's ever aired on the radio,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes, it is. It is actually technically not 100% fully produced, but you got a sneak peek before it's done.
Well, what are you going to do? Just put music behind
I'm
it?
I'm going to test a few music things, add some more pauses and things. There's just a lot of fancy editing things I was going to do.
I didn't know they pronounced it Paris.
Yes.
The French always cut off the last letters. It's like the last part of the word they just forget about. Paris, Le Zoo. I mean, it's like, what are you talking about, man? But no, that was a great spot. And he was great. I mean,
it was awesome. He got really
Whenever we meet a foreign person, we always end up bringing them in for spots.
I know. So if you have an accent and we meet you, you're probably going to get asked to do a spot at some point in time.
That's right. So please consider. I mean, I know Jaren Academy is like $149 investment, $25 registration fee. The Seine River Cruise, it's like $5,000. But if you can afford it and you want to go on this cruise with us, there's only about 80 seats total. But Sean's going to go, and Father Medley, and Debbie Giorgiani. It's going to be a blast. I think Toya's going as well. So for all these things, go to grnonline.com. And the last thing I want to tell you about is the KCPP Fishers of Men event, which is going to be Saturday, October 25th. Now, KCPP, of course, is our new station in Cleburne. And Sissel, I want to tell you something about KCPP. So I drove down to San Antonio on Friday,
right,
to be the MC for the Fullness of Truth event. And so I was listening to 910 until I got out of 910 coverage, because I'm going south. And then I switched over 1140. I was shocked how far
it goes.
I mean, almost like to San Antonio.
It's crazy.
I mean, yesterday
crazy.
When I was driving back, I mean, I left San Antonio, and of course, then I'm listening to KJMA. I was listening to Catholic radio the whole way, and it's uninterrupted. I mean, you can listen to from here to San Antonio Catholic radio, and 1140, man, that's a great signal. Way down to Waco. I mean, I think I was listening to it in Austin. I mean, it was that good of a
that's
signal.
That's amazing.
So anyways, the Big Fishers of Men event, Dr. David Anders is going to be the keynote speaker. Bishop Michael Olson is going to be honored. And tickets are $150. Yeah, $150. And we want sponsors and, underwriters. I'm going to be there. Julian, our new GM, is going to be the MC. And so just all this information is on the website, grnonline.com.
By the way, Dave, our coworker Mario is listening in San Antonio. He says my French accent was better. So just going to put that out there.
Better than Matthew's or better than mine?
No, I think better than yours.
Oh, okay.
I don't think I'm better than Matthew.
Let's see. Anything else? I mean, not that that's not enough. I mean,
we're getting into the busy time of the year. You know, it's a fall time when there's a lot of events going on. So lots to talk about.
And I can't give a lot of details about this, but and you know what I'm talking about. There's potentially a big sponsor of the Academy, GRN Academy, who heard our spot and contacted me and said, hey, I heard it. And she didn't say, like, I just love the spa, but that's how she came to know about the Academy. And now they're considering being sponsors of the GRN Academy. It's not official yet, but
pretty cool.
We're hoping that that'll happen. So
the goofy spots have a place, you know?
yes, they do. All right. I am so excited to introduce you to our first guest on the program. I'm meeting her for the first time. Her name is Brandi Meeks, and she currently serves as the president of the Vitae Foundation, an organization that facilitates life-saving research and applies the findings to create messaging strategies to share so that we can make abortion unthinkable. And she is in studio with me, and not from Dallas, but you're here visiting, right?
That's right. That's right. I'm not from Dallas, but you know, if I spend much more time here, I might have to pay some taxes.
You come here a lot?
I do. Yeah. I do. I do. It's kind of a second home for us right now, which we're very blessed. Just because people here have the same vision and mission as we do, right? Mm-hmm. To positively change the culture of life in our country. And so it's just natural for us to be here.
Yeah, this is so such a nice coincidence, I guess, or a God incidence, you might say, because I was working with Barb Adamson from your organization and a couple of people, and you guys are running spots to promote your September 16th event. And all of a sudden, I find out that you are in town on a day when I'm doing a live show.
How
and
perfect.
So it's
God,
so perfect.
Right? It's God. But I have to tell you, you're talking about accents. I can do a really great British accent if you ever need it.
Oh,
I'm just telling you.
Okay.
Right. Okay. No. I'm your girl.
Okay.
All right. I've added you to the list.
Well, you know, you can't just say that without doing it. I mean, now, do you know, I'll tell you something funny. Right? While you get yourself in a British standpoint.
Yes.
My wife is Northern Irish. Okay. So she obviously has a Northern Irish accent.
Sure.
I can't do accents.
Irish, though.
I know.
What is that?
Are you musical?
A little bit.
Because I've heard if musical people know how to do accents.
I guess that's it.
Yeah.
Right? But it's funny, though, because when people sing, they don't sing in an accent.
Yeah,
I always
thought
that was the most ironic thing, but you're right.
Yeah.
Like, if you tend to be, like, musically inclined for some reason,
you know, pitch
you can every
and tone
once in a while pick up
stuff.
An accent and be able to pull it off.
Very good.
That's pretty good. Yeah. Yeah.
The rest of the interview is completely thrown off. What shall we do?
I bet you will increase listeners if you do the entire interview with a British accent, right?
I've been dared that before.
When I was in high school, I used to, my friends and I used to pretend like we were British to, I don't know, for what reason.
Why? You know, I wonder if British people pretend like they're Americans.
I used to think that Americans didn't have an accent. I thought we were just kind of like, you know, we don't have an accent.
I'm afraid so.
Everybody else does. But that's very good. Yeah.
Thank you. That's
good.
Splendid.
What if we spent the whole time talking about accents and we forget to mention Vitae Foundation?
We probably should get to the mission,
wouldn't want the president of the organization to find out about that.
Probably not. Okay. She is a tyrant, I hear.
Yeah. So. All right. So I'm reading your bio off the website. It's like, wow, you've done a lot. I'm just going to point out a few highlights that are pretty impressive. You've worked with Abby Johnson.
That's right.
And you joined her, and then there were none, and you guys launched Pro-Love Ministries. Of course, you've worked in various capacities with the Vitae Foundation. And then also Abortion Survivors Network with Melissa Oden, who I've also interviewed. Now this is the one I want to ask you about.
Here we go.
UN? United Nations?
Right. And, that's usually
goodness.
Where people are like, haven't we given up hope there? Like, what are pro-life people doing there?
Well, we need the pro-life people there,
that's
right?
That's it.
So you're involved with the United Nations.
So
that should be the top. That's like,
I appreciate that. But the truth of the matter is like, we need a presence there, right? When you work with other groups like Human Life International, you have the ability to be able to plug in and influence change.
Yeah.
And if we're not there, we are giving the microphone to the other side every single day. You might as well wake up in the morning, visualize yourself sitting up in bed, picking a microphone up off the nightstand and handing it over to the other side when we don't take a spot at the table, don't make a place at the table.
Yeah.
And so that's why it's important to be in places like that and to have a presence, right? It may not be incredibly impactful in a way that is you know, making bold moves, but we're hanging on to every thread of the culture that we can. Mm-hmm. And I tell you, from a global approach, groups like Aid Access that are actually from other countries are trying to influence and steal life here in America. Mm-hmm. And so we have to be keenly aware about what's going on outside our country so that we can also not just protect life internationally, but protect life here, because there are other places that want to steal our culture. They would love for nothing else than to see the United States fall. And in many ways, they know that that begins with life.
Yes. Right? Well, tell me this. I'm always curious when I see somebody like yourself who has devoted so much of your life, so much of your career, so to speak, to the pro-life. And you could probably be doing a lot of different things and probably, you know, maybe making more money somewhere else mm-hmm. in the corporate world or something. Well, what drives you? Why does this issue impact you so much?
It's a human dignity issue for me. You know, obviously my faith as a big part of it. Mm-hmm. But for me, it even transcends that. And I think that that's what can connect all of us even beyond faith, is that it's a human rights issue. It's human dignity. And I didn't have my own pro-life story, if you will. So a lot of people will say, you know, I can't talk about this because I don't have that experience. Mm-hmm. But the truth of the matter is if you allow yourself to be educated and resourced on understanding how to communicate about this issue and how to help other people, you know, find the resources that they need should they find themselves experiencing an unexpected pregnancy, and invest in that too, like financially, like to be able to help the cause, then you have all of the experience and all the credibility that you need mm-hmm. in order to speak about this issue. But again, I didn't have a pro-life story, if you will, until I did. And about a year ago, I became a Grammy.
Oh.
Yeah.
So, grandmother. Seriously?
Yeah. Yeah. So my second, I have 5 kiddos, 4 boys, 1 girl. My second oldest son and his girlfriend gave us an unexpected gift of a new precious little granddaughter. Her name is Emmy. Mm. And while I don't condone the circumstances that got them into this situation,
yeah,
I'm very, very grateful that they chose life for her. They've yeah. since gotten married. We're having a wedding celebration actually in October. And so I'm so, so thankful. I'm thankful for the church, because yeah. the church is who stood in the gap with them to yeah. be able to support them. I'm also thankful for the research that we were doing at Vitae Foundation, because I will tell you, he's been raised around it and he knew what to say whenever she came to him. Hmm. Because so many people think that the right thing to say, that the compassionate thing to say, is I'll support you no matter what you choose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We have been conditioned to think that as a culture, right? Yeah. Even friends. But, you know, you think, oh, I'm supposed to say that to you because that's the right thing to say. And young men absolutely have been told that that's what they're supposed to say.
Yeah, yeah.
But my son knew differently, because he does understand the research, and we've lived it around our kitchen table for years, mm-hmm. right? When people would come in and our kids would come in and talk about, you know, oh, so-and-so is pregnant. We would take a moment to say, okay, do they have somebody to sit with at lunch?
Yeah.
Do they have, you know, I'm so grateful they chose life. They could have tried to take care of this on their own.
Right, right.
Right?
Yeah, and that's a good point. And I have, you know, 3 children, 20-year-old and a 16-year-old daughter. And I think it's important. We've said this to them before, that like you said, ideally you want to be married and then have right. children, and right. that's the ideal. But if it did happen the other way, you still want to choose life,
right.
you know, and
right.
don't run off and do something desperate because you think you're going to disappoint the parents,
exactly.
right?
Exactly. And thanks for allowing me to be vulnerable about that for a moment.
Yeah.
That is not an easy thing to talk about, especially yeah. as a leader. But at the same time, again, this is what we have to do. We have to lean in with authenticity, because I know I'm not the only parent and grandparent that's experienced
mm-hmm.
it. I know many of your listeners have experienced it, because they come up to me after I speak about it.
Yeah.
And they say, thank you. Thank you for talking about this. This is what happened with my granddaughter. This is what happened with my child. Or this was my experience myself,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And we need, again, you're right, like, I would never have chosen these circumstances for my children. It's been harder. My son just graduated college. He's trying to get into law school. There are a lot of factors that were at play in their situation. But again, he knew that the right thing to say is, I'm not sure what this looks like, but I'm going to help you be the best mom possible,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to be the best dad possible, and we're going to figure this out together. You're not alone.
Yeah.
And That's what we do at Vitae Foundation. We do research about this. And right now, that's why I'm in Dallas, is we are doing a research project. We have been in Denver and Phoenix. We're in Dallas, and then we leave for Orlando later on this week. And we are interviewing young men to understand more about how to equip them to be able to provide and protect their families. Because as a strong woman, I'm here to tell you, we were never meant to be in competition.
Yeah.
Men are naturally wired to be protectors, and women, we're naturally wired to be nurturers, and there's nothing wrong with that. Mm-hmm. I'm a leader. Yeah. I can still lead,
yeah,
right? But we have to lean in to those complementary roles, and we need men. I need you to hear this. As a strong woman, we need you to protect us, and we need you to protect our children. So please don't let anyone tell you that you don't have a say in this issue, that this is a woman's issue, her body, her choice. No, we need you to really embrace that masculinity and lean into that and lead us well.
Yeah. Just this morning, I was recording an interview. You've probably heard of Rachel's Vineyard.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, and so I was interviewing a lady named Jenna, who back in 1995 had an abortion, and then she went through a Rachel's Vineyard retreat in 2016. And I asked her about the man in the picture, you know, back then, and she confided and she said, you know what, he was opposed to me having an abortion. So this was, and this is a man who tried to convince her not to have an abortion, and then she ended up having it anyways, which, you know, kind of compounded her guilt. But so, yeah, so there are that. So he tried, you know,
and sometimes,
but you're right. I think a lot of times the men would, you know, be like you say, yeah, whatever your decision you make, rather than standing up for the child that they've helped to create. Yes.
But also, again, our culture has told them, sit down, be quiet. You don't have a say. And they sometimes they think they're doing the right thing by saying, I'll support you no matter what you choose, because that's not really the compassionate thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not the compassionate thing for the friend to say either. The compassionate thing to say is, hey, I'll help you babysit. Or you know what? We'll find a place, a pregnancy resource center for you, so that you can get some diapers and get some counseling, and we can walk this out together. Again, you're not alone. Right? That's real compassion.
Mm-hmm.
It's not affirming somebody else and pushing all the responsibility back on them, right? Because the women from our latest study, our abortion healing study, and we actually worked with Rachel's Vineyard on working through some of the communication pieces on how to reach women sooner to get them into abortion healing. But they shared, even pro-choice women shared, that they didn't feel like it was compassionate for him to say, I'll support you no matter what you choose. Because what they felt in that moment is, you just took all that responsibility, shoved it back on my shoulders, and now I have to live with the consequences and the regret and all of the turmoil and trauma by myself for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Right? And so that's, just remember that. Like, if you should find yourself in that situation, the compassionate thing to do is not say, I'll support you no matter what you choose. The compassionate thing to do is say, hey, you're not alone. Let's figure out how to help.
Yeah. Brandy Meeks is my guest, president of Vitae Foundation. Their website, vitaefoundation.org. They do have a big event coming up on September 16th. I'm looking at the clock, and I want to, you've said so much good information already. I want to make sure we talk about this event. The Dallas Pro-Life Dinner, Tuesday, September 16th, social hour from 6 to 7, dinner from 7 to 9, $150 per person at the Northwood Club in Dallas. The guest speaker, Brandon Tatum.
Yeah, former Officer Tatum.
From the Officer Tatum Show, former Tucson police officer. And I'm curious, it says here in the bio, he had a video that he shared garnered 70 million views.
Yeah.
Do you know what that video was about?
You know
what was it?
I'm not sure which that video is about.
Okay.
You'll have to go and Google that one, guys, and report back for sure, right? But what I do know is this man has experienced his own unexpected pregnancy. He has a 13-year-old son that he is raising now, and he's going to be sharing about that. He also he does work with Charlie Kirk, so you've probably seen him around. Go find him on Facebook or Instagram, TikTok. You will see a man who's very passionate about conservative things and protecting his faith and also protecting life. And he has not been in the area to speak. So this is going to be like, you guys want to come see him. He has a lot of followers. He's just hit it really big, and you want to come see him before everybody else. You can come back and share with all your friends. Plus, I'll be speaking there and sharing a little bit more about Emmy. You can come see a picture of this grandbaby of mine, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. That'll be fun for sure. But it'll be a great night. You can learn more about the research that we do, this new men's study. We're going to be presenting some of the findings there. You know, what we do is unique. It's different. We love all the people in the pro-life movement that are doing different things, but we each have our unique calling. And we love being able to support the pregnancy centers, other pro-life organizations. You can get in at the ground level and help us make this happen.
So tell me, from what I understand about what y'all are doing, I mentioned at the beginning, you know, facilitating life-saving research, is that you've got to meet the woman, or I guess in some cases a man, normally a woman, who is perhaps seeking an abortion. Nowadays, she's probably getting on her phone or on the computer, and she's typing up, you know, abortion or what have you, and then that's where you want to meet her, right?
That's right.
So what's the technology behind it, or how does this exactly work that you're trying to get to her before the abortion folks
Excellent
do?
Excellent question. Okay, so the foundation, what we do is the research. We understand what words to use, what words to not use, all right? Then we take that and we create marketing and messaging strategies with that through technology. So we have an Alpha Center program, which are pregnancy centers all around the country that we do their marketing for them, and then we take what we learn from that and we distribute that to all 3,000 pregnancy centers around the country. Okay. So a lot of pregnancy centers are helped right here in the DFW market.
Mm-hmm.
But the idea is if we can get it on her phone, right? Because, and you guys have heard it, you've seen those ads that pop up because you've been Googling something or searching mm-hmm. something or even talking about Pizza Hut.
Oh, I know. Isn't that crazy?
Right? Yeah, it is crazy.
Like for the next 2 weeks, you're getting all this stuff popping up in your phone. They're listening to
that's
us.
That's the kind of technology that we utilize in order to make sure that, you know, we are showing up in front of her in her most vulnerable hour and can truly help her, right?
Yeah.
And so we use that. And again, the research is the foundation of what we do. That's our secret sauce, if you will. And it's about emotions, how to connect with people emotionally to help them understand what it is that you can offer them, because they're not getting real care from the other side.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's in a very highly emotional moment of their life. And so you've got to appeal
Absolutely.
To that. You mentioned the right words. Can you give us an example of what works or maybe what doesn't work at that moment when a woman is in
you're
this?
You're going to want to connect with her on what it is that she wants to feel. It's called an emotional brand promise. So think about it like Coca-Cola. This is the example I give. When you see their ads, you don't see sad, thirsty people on the side of the road with the Coke in their hand, right?
Yeah.
You see happiness, joy. You see them smiling from ear to ear. That's the way they market it.
Yeah.
From the same perspective, you can't show a woman that is sad and contemplating her decisions, right? Looking out a window, right? And with a baby, maybe even in her arms.
Yeah.
You have to show her what it is that she wants in that moment. And really what she's looking to do is regain control of her life. She wants clarity. She does want to experience hope. She does want to experience, again, just a sense of understanding. And if we can do that in the way that we offer imagery and also that emotional brand promise of helping her understand, like, hey, we can help you regain clarity and control of your life in that moment, that's what she wants. Again, think of it like Coke. They're not showing you the sad stuff. They're showing you what it is they can offer you. We do the same.
Yeah, and deep down, she really wants to keep that baby, but she doesn't think there's a path to it.
She
the guy's going to leave her. She's going to lose her. Yeah.
She's not even necessarily connecting with being a mother in this moment. So we have to get to the basics and help her just truly see her life plan for what it can be by helping her.
Brandy Meeks is president of Vitae Foundation, vitaefoundation.org, and a new grandma.
That's right.
You don't look like a grandma.
I appreciate that. I do.
And I'm not a grandfather yet, but it probably changes you. It's a whole different kind of almost like it's a whole different role in your life.
It changes you in the best way possible.
Yeah.
People always told me, right?
Yeah.
Never knew it could be so good. And guys, also choosing a grandma name is very serious business. If you've not endured this yet, you just wait. It's a whole thing. So if you want to chat about that later.
I heard a comedian say one time, he said, if I knew how much fun being a grandfather would be, I would have been nicer to their parents.
Love it. So, love it. Well, come see us on the 16th. Okay.
Yeah,
come out and see us. We would love to see you there.
September 16th. Just give you the details again. Social hour from 6 to 7. Dinner from 7 to 9. $150 per person. The Northwood Club in Dallas with keynote speaker Brandon Tatum with the Officer Tatum Show, Dallas Pro-Life Dinner benefiting Vitae Foundation. You mentioned that you're here and you're doing some research on men.
Yeah.
Are you looking for people? I mean, well, how are you finding these guys?
Well, we already have a private contractor that helps us be able to pull people in. So that is covered. But I would encourage you to go to our website and sign up for our newsletter so that you can find out the results. You're going to want to know what's happening right here in your backyard. You're going to want to know how this study plays out. So we'd love to be able to share that with you.
All right. VitaeFoundation.org is the website. VITAE Foundation.org. And anything else coming up that you want to talk about?
I don't think so. You're the best. I hope you guys have me back so we can talk more about another time.
I was going to say, did you do that at the UN? Did you speak for that?
I did not.
Representing London, England.
They would kick me out.
They're like, we can't take this lady seriously.
That's She's gone. Yeah. I don't know. They also had a lot of men that were dressed up as women. I don't know how they take that seriously.
Yeah, right. That's right. That's a whole different issue,
isn't it?
Okay. Well, Brandy, you've been a great guest. You're a lot of fun. Thank you so much for all you do and everything that you do to support the pro-life cause. Brandy Meeks is president of the Vitae Foundation. Also, I want to thank them because they are sponsors. You hear their spot being played that Brandon actually voiced himself. But please, perfectly consider going to their Dallas Pro-Life Dinner Tuesday, September 16th. Social from 6 to 7, dinner from 7 to 9, $150 per person. And it's all at vitaefoundation.org. And interestingly, I'm going to transition from this to another pro-life event, which is going to have...
Are they here? Mid-Cities here?
You know Mid-Cities.
I do know these places.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, screaming in the microphone, but I see Denise. We are friends.
David B. Wright's going to call in.
Please tell David I said hi? I will text the man right now and be like, "Hey, I hear you're going to be on
if
next."
If you want to hang around 15 minutes, you can say hi to him yourself. But you might have to go. But I'll leave that up to you. You can hang around.
I definitely have to go get a hug over here.
Yeah.
With Denise,
oh yeah.
For sure.
So
like, what are the chances? See, I am like I might as well live in Texas at this point, right?
Yeah. I mean, normally when people come, they don't leave, and so just
I can see that
to tell your family, you know, I'm staying.
Right. I'm bringing the grandbaby.
I'm not going back. Okay, so let's take a 3-minute break. We're going to Brandy decide whether she's going to stay or go. The folks from the Mid-Cities Women's Clinic coming up, and they got their own event. Thankfully, it's not the same day.
We planned that on purpose, and make sure you guys go to both of them, all right?
Yeah,
you
got
to go
see
Mid-Cities too.
All right, so here's our break, and we'll be back after this.
Bishop Edward J. Burns invites all listeners to the Diocese of Dallas's second annual Aviation Mass. The Aviation Mass and reception will take place on Saturday, September 20th at 5:30 p.m. at Holy Family of Nazareth Catholic Church in Irving. This celebration will recognize and bless the contributions of all who work tirelessly within the aviation community. This event is open to everyone, regardless of faith. For more information or to register, visit the Dallas Diocese website at dallascatholic.org and click on Events.
St. Joseph is the patron saint of home and family. At My Mutual Mortgage of Grapevine, we support the Guadalupe Radio Network's mission of honoring and supporting home and family as longtime sponsors of KATH 910 AM. We're Bob and Norma Duane, owners of My Mutual Mortgage of Grapevine. We'd be honored to speak with you about all your mortgage needs. We can be reached at 817-527-3166. That's 817-527-3166. We're an equal housing lender, NMLS 265303.
Dave, this is so cool. Have you heard about this new GRN Academy?
Yes, in fact, I'm one of the instructors.
Wow, Debbie and Adam are teaching a class called Angels and Demons?
Yeah, and I'm teaching
a class on apologetics with Steve Gleason. That's amazing.
Yes, it's true. And
look at this. Julie Carrick has a class on music, and the one and only Dr. Ray Lopez is teaching Aristotle's Ethics.
Yes, they are.
Dave, you should have been teaching a class on the Summa Theologia. Missed opportunity.
Yeah, you're right. Information on all of the classes can be found at grnonline.com/academy.
It was easy with the pills in the mail.
I thought things would go back to normal.
It's been anything but easy.
Every day, I'm sad.
Guilt and shame are what I know best.
Are you suffering because of a past abortion? You're not alone. We can help. Call 214-544-CARE.
I miss my child.
I miss who I was and regret what I did.
Don't suffer alone. Call 214-544-CARE or go to racheldallas.org.
GRN family, your ultimate Catholic adventure awaits. Cruise the Seine River with Guadalupe Radio, Paris, Lisieux, Normandy, and more. This beautiful pilgrimage experience, led by Father Sam Medley, host of The Quest, Debbie Giorgiani of The Spirit World, and Dave Palmer and Sean Rice of GRN, will be a faith-filled journey with friends, food, and France. Want more? Add an optional extension to Lourdes. Pack your bags and your rosary. Visit grnonline.com to learn more.
Sacred Heart Catholic School students in Munster have a real relationship with Jesus and His Blessed Mother Mary. We are committed to forming future saints through frequent participation in the sacraments, daily prayer, and classical curriculum. Students learn to put their faith into action. Go to shmunster.com for more info and to learn about our bus transport from Denton. Sacred Heart, a Catholic classical K-12 school. Give your children the gift of a Catholic classical education at Sacred Heart Catholic School, a sponsor of KATH 910 AM.
Well, welcome back to the Good News Show, and this is our live show that we do once a week, every Monday during the noon hour. But boy, she was a fun guest, wasn't she? That was a lot of fun. Brandy Meeks from Vitae Foundation, and we got a couple more fun guests, and one who's going to call in as well. We're talking about the Mid-Cities Women's Clinics Celebrate Life, an evening with Abby Johnson and David Bewright. This is amazing to get both of these. These are like two of the top pro-life speakers in the entire world, and they got them both under the same roof at the same time. And so this is going to be at the Hearst Conference, City of Hearst Conference Center, and the date is Thursday, September 11th, an evening with Abby Johnson and David Bewright. 41st annual. Wow. That's, yes. This has been going on for a while. You guys got it down by now. In studio with me, Denise Epp, who is Senior Director of Development, and also our dear friend, Bob Duane from My Mutual Mortgage. In fact, we just played your spot. That wasn't planned. I didn't say, hey, Cecil. When Bob walks in, play his spot, you know, but that did turn out well. So welcome to both of you. Thanks for being here.
Well, thank you for having us.
And David Bewright's going to call in about 10 minutes, right? And we're going to have him on the air, and he's so dynamic. But so, Denise, tell us about this event. You got both of these speakers at the same time. Were you guys trying to decide between one or the other, and you just say, hey, let's just invite them both?
Well, we are so excited. Abby came and spoke in 2020, and we have heard through the years, we've had some big names since then, and we'd hear over and over, Abby was my favorite.
Yeah.
So we'd been wanting
I was at that one. Yeah.
It was amazing. Yeah. And so we'd been wanting to bring her back, but we were looking to maybe change it up a little bit. And that's when we reached out to see about her and David speaking together, and they said yes.
Okay.
And they're going to speak together, not like two separate talks. They're going to banter back and forth.
It's going to be kind of a conversation type of thing. Yeah. So Bob, I was kind of introduced in a sense to Mid-Cities Women's Clinic, by you. And I know you've been on the board for a long time. And so how did you get to know these folks, and why is this important to you?
Well, Denise and I go to Good Shepherd together, and her husband called me up and said, hey, you sponsor golf tournaments, don't you? And I said, well, send me the information. And I had never sponsored a golf tournament. And so Denise sent me the information, and we had just had a blessing of a grandson that came through adoption and was saved, and my son and daughter-in-law adopted him. And I had never sponsored a golf tournament, but I sponsored that first one, and that's how I got involved. Then I went to Abby Johnson's, and she blew me away, and it's like – the work, Mid-Cities Women's Clinic is just opened our second location. And what's the, Denise, it's 40,200. What's the number of babies that have been saved?
You're going to put me on the spot. I don't remember the exact number, but we're creeping in on 41,000.
Oh, wow.
41,000 in 40 years. And I heard in the fact that this was started, and it was what it does to the community. It's all free. Everything's free for any of our patients that come in, clients, patients, and so many volunteers that give their time, both men and women, to be there with people when they're going through this struggle. And and Mid-Cities is setting the pace. It's just
Yeah, so there's two locations now. Why don't you, Denise, just kind of talk about what it is? I mean, there may be some people out there that aren't quite familiar with what a place like Mid-Cities Women Clinic does. Who are the clients? How do you reach them? Maybe it's just some of the nuts and bolts of what y'all do.
Yes, so it's typically referred to as a pregnancy resource center. And there's actually many more pregnancy resource centers than people realize. There are more of us than there are abortion facilities, even before the overturning of Roe v. Wade. But what we do, as Bob said, is we offer free services. Each center is a little bit different, but at ours we offer pregnancy tests, limited ultrasounds, STI testing, parenting classes, discipleship classes, and post-abortive counseling. We have a whole slew of things that we offer. Everything is free, as Bob said, and we don't take any government funding, and all of this is done through our generous donors and events such as Celebrate Life.
Yeah. And how has the overturning of Roe v. Wade, I know that's been, two, 3 years now since that happened, how did that change things, if at all?
You know, it's interesting because I think we fear that a lot of people think, well, it's over, right? They overturned it. Yeah. There is no abortion in Texas. Yeah. Unfortunately, abortion has actually increased significantly around the country, and that includes Texas because of the abortion pill. So women can now just get online, put in a few pieces of information. No one checks it. No doctor calls them, sees them. They just can get abortion pills in the mail. But
that makes it harder to reach them, doesn't it? Because they don't have to go physically into a place to get an abortion. They can just order it and it comes in the mail.
Correct.
Or something like that.
Yes.
So how do you reach those folks, and how does a clinic like yours help them?
So largely marketing. Our biggest reach is we invest heavily into marketing. So this is to specifically reach the abortion-minded women. Over 60% of the women that we see, we consider abortion-minded. That means they're coming in, they're determined to have an abortion. However, 99% are either abortion-minded or abortion-vulnerable. Those are the women that they're, you know, not really saying that they choose abortion, but their circumstances are such that they could very easily make that choice without our help.
Yeah. I didn't plan the vitae right before you intentionally, but when I saw how that lined up,
yes.
Because they're very much a group like that is connected. Do you work directly with Vitae Foundation or Heroic Media or anything like that?
We use Cornerstone Marketing.
Yeah.
Which Brandy is associated with as well.
Okay.
So, they do all of our marketing. And like I said, we invest heavily. We are on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, all the places that she is, we're going to be.
Yeah. So, go ahead, Bob.
I had to learn all this, and most people don't know the abortion pill reversal. It's a two pills, and Denise can tell you all the medical words for it, but I don't know that. I just know this. We have in place, if someone takes the first pill and changes their mind, which happens a lot, if it's 2 o'clock in the morning, if it's whatever, and unfortunately, a lot of them do it on holiday weekends because they've got a long weekend. They take the first one, and if they don't take the second one, we have in process a procedure that will reverse that.
Mm.
And it is successful. What's the
They don't have exact numbers. It's high 60s expected that if they follow the procedure, that they can save the life of that child.
As I recall, in the movie Unplanned with Abby Johnson, wasn't one of her abortions a chemical one? Because I just remember that scene
yes.
where
That's
she
correct.
Was just kind of lying almost like in a fetal position.
In the shower, yeah.
Yeah, and it's no less traumatic for a woman than going in. I mean, you're still...
And you can argue more traumatic because in one, they're in a hospital setting, then they go home. With the chemical abortion, they're in their own bathroom. They're in their own bedroom. And so the trauma is where they live now.
Yeah. Wow. Amazing. So you mentioned that most of the women that come in through your doors are abortion-minded.
Correct.
And, Brandy had talked about the way to approach them, the words to use, the emotions that they're feeling right then. What do you tell your people, or what is the approach? Because that's literally a life and death situation that these people walk through the door. So what is the strategy to try to convince them to keep that baby?
Really, love and respect. We're not trying to convince them to do anything. This is God's job to do, right? We are offering our services. We're offering them love. We're offering them resources. We're showing them that there's someone there for them, and giving them true and accurate information. So if you make this choice, this is how the procedure works, and this is where it's dangerous. If you make this choice, if you choose chemical abortion, you know, this is the percentage of women that still end up having a surgical abortion. There is adoption that you may not have heard of. So we're really just offering our love and our support and our resources and praying that in letting God do the rest.
Yeah.
We have a man-to-man ministry, so if the a lot of times the boyfriend or the father is sitting in the waiting room, and we'll go out. We have trained men that volunteer that will come and take them back to a man-to-man room and just talk to them. And we found out that if the father will say, "I'll be in the kid's life," 88% of those choose life.
Yeah, I would imagine that would be the case. And which is interesting because the man probably goes thinking, I'm just going to sit in the lobby and, you know, scroll through my phone for a while.
Correct.
Or look at sports scores or something. But then, like you're saying, Bob, somebody comes out. How does that conversation normally go? Or what kind of feedback do you get? Are they normally open to that? Or they're like, I don't want to talk about this.
The vast majority of the men say yes.
Oh,
they'll go
they?
Back yeah. and they're open to a conversation. So they just, you know, go out, introduce themselves and say, hey, you know, like to have a conversation. Well,
yeah.
Well, she's busy. Let's go have a conversation. And they're able to give them some of the same information so that he's leaving with the same information, but really talking to him about legally, you may not be able to have a say in what she does, but you do have an important voice in her choice.
That's an interesting theme that's come through because I don't know if you heard what Brandy said. That's why she's in Dallas, is that they're doing research on men and the impact that they have on abortion. Mm-hmm. So this is this something that's really starting to get a lot more attention now is the male role? Because, Bob, you brought that up. And, I mean, obviously it's very important because the man, as you said, what, 88%, you said, if they will support the woman will choose life, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, interesting.
What you asked Denise a question. What do we do with everybody that walks through the door? We love them. We respect them.
Yeah.
And we give them care no matter what. And so the Michelle always says, we love them, and we want to show Christ's love to every single person that walks through the door.
Mm.
And that's important.
Yeah, looks like we're getting David on the line. Let's switch gears. I'll just let you know that Denise Sapp is Senior Director of Development for the Mid-Cities Women's Clinic, and Bob Duane is on the board of the Mid-Cities Women's Clinic, and they're having an event on September 11th, 2025, Celebrate Life, an evening with Abby Johnson and David B. Wright, and they're both going to be there at the same time, and it's not going to be like one talks and the other one talks. They're going to be talking to each other, a conversation with these two pro-life titans, and we have one of them on the line. Of course, everybody, I think, is familiar with both of these, but Abby Johnson, of course, former director of Planned Parenthood and also the author of the famous book Unplanned that became a very popular movie as well. She is now the CEO of two successful pro-life nonprofits. She's helped over 700 abortion workers leave the abortion industry. And on the line with us now, the ever-dynamic David B. Wright, of course, best known for founding 40 Days for Life. Now he is a strategic advisor to pro-life leaders and organizations all around the world, and he joins us on the phone. David B. Wright, good afternoon. How are you?
Hey, I am doing wonderful. Thank you so much for having me on.
Yeah, this is so cool. I was amazed. I was like, no, this must be two different events. They don't have Abby Johnson and David B. Wright at the same time. So are you and Abby good friends? Or I know there's a connection to 40 Days for Life and down there at College Station and all that. But tell us about y'all's relationship.
Yeah, we have we knew each other on the opposite sides of the fence when Abby was the director of the Planned Parenthood facility in Bryan, Texas. And we were the people outside praying and sidewalk counseling. And so there were certainly some choice words said across that fence line, and there was certainly a tension. But the world would say we should have been enemies. But instead, the people outside were always praying for Abby and her fellow coworkers. And when she ultimately had a change of heart after witnessing the ultrasound-guided abortion in that facility, she reached out to the people outside who had been praying for her and said, you know, I want to get out of here. And so within short order, I had moved away from Texas by that point, but within short order, I was on the phone trying to help her get legal help and PR help and other things as she was navigating Planned Parenthood coming after her with everything they had. But our friendship has really developed over the years. We've known each other for a long time and consider ourselves great colleagues and allies in this fight to protect life now more than ever before.
Yeah, so Coach Denise is here with the Mid-Cities Women's Clinic. So Denise, tell us what instructions have you given David and Abby? How is this going to be for the in that evening, and how long are they going to do? Is it going to just be a conversation, or is there going to be a moderator, or what?
Yeah, well, we got to talk to them, I think it was 2 weeks ago, right, David? And we were able to kind of talk through our vision, and I think David and Abby were going to go separately and pray about it and talk together and see how they thought they can most effectively tell their stories and reach our audience.
Yeah, it brings a whole different dynamic to it. And so David, tell us about, I mentioned in the bio here about strategic advisor to pro-life leaders and organizations. I know you recently hosted a series of interviews and conversations that you've had with pro-life leaders. And at the bottom of your bio here, it says you have a new ministry project, which will be announced soon. Is there anything else you want to talk about? Where are you right now in your pro-life work?
Yeah, well, thank you for asking. So a few months ago, I was invited to a meeting of about 35 national pro-life leaders, and we were all wrestling with the question of why is it that we have been losing more than we should be in this post-Roe environment, and as the decision of the Supreme Court sent the abortion issue back to the American people through our elected officials in the states and in Congress, why is it we've lost on the ballot so many times in different states? Why is it there's so much traffic between protective states like Texas to much, much more states where women and children are perishing and being harmed more than ever before, like New Mexico or California or places like that? Why is it there's been such an explosion in the use of abortion pills, which now account for roughly 7 out of every 10 abortions? And in the midst of that conversation, we all realized that one of the problems is we are not coordinating our efforts strategically as organizations. And so I was asked by this group of leaders to stand up a new effort, a convening organization called Life Leadership Conference, to get pro-life leaders, organizations, and philanthropists all strategizing together, developing communication strategies, organizing and coordinating efforts, and mobilizing the movement together. And we've already seen some enormous fruit on that front, both by bringing to light some of the greater harms caused by abortion pills to where they're now being reevaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and also what we just saw a few months ago with the defunding of Planned Parenthood of more than $500 million taxpayer dollars that they were receiving annually, and to know that that's going to be a significant blow, and many Planned Parenthoods, including ones across the Lone Star State, are closing their doors. So the encouragement is that we can accomplish more together. But if I were to add one thing that really makes this event coming up in Dallas, the Dallas-Fort Worth area, it's so important, is that in this environment, the most important life-saving work we can do is to support the pregnancy centers who come alongside mothers in the midst of an unexpected pregnancy, and where we can walk with them in their time of need to protect them and their child and to provide the support they need. And that's why Abby and I are so excited to be a part of this event.
I remember a couple of weeks ago hearing the story about the largest Planned Parenthood in, I think, the world, the one in Houston. Closed down.
Yes.
That's amazing. I remember when they built that and everybody was so down. It's like, oh, not in Texas. I mean, this is a huge one. Denise, what was that about? Or that must have been really good news for the movement.
Yes, and I actually just saw an email from Abby, I think it was this morning, talking about how that was the building she was supposed to move into. She actually donated towards that building.
Oh, really?
And so to see it be torn down was amazing for her.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, Bob, you mentioned earlier about, you said these services that are offered by Mid-Cities Women's Clinic are all free to the clients, to the women, right? Mm-hmm. But I kind of chuckled. I was like, well, yeah, they're free to them, but it's not free. I mean, that's like somebody's paying for it, right? So that's where this event comes in. And as a director of development for the Mid-Cities Women's Clinic, talk about how important this event is to keep you doing what you guys are doing.
Absolutely. Yeah, this typically brings in half of our operating budget. So this is a huge event for us every year. I did want to say that reservations, if you want to purchase, are at mcwcfriends.com. And you'll see a link there under events. And you can buy reservations for $100 each or a table of 10 for $750. I didn't get a chance to talk to you this beforehand. Hopefully I don't create a problem here. But we would like to offer, if 5 people call in here to purchase a table, then they can each get 2 tickets to our VIP event. And that will be with Abby and David, a Q&A and a meet and greet.
Okay, so 5 people buy tables, and that would be $1,000?
No, $750.
$750. Okay, I'm sorry. $750. Okay, mm-hmm. Let's, since we're just kind of hitting them with this,
yes.
Let me give my email address.
That would
people,
be great.
Well, they can just go straight to you, and then you can let me know. If they just say, hey, I heard this on Catholic Radio or something
as
like that.
As long as they let, yes.
Yeah,
they let us
so
know.
Let them know. Mm-hmm. And so mcwcfriends.com, right?
Yes.
mcwcfriends.com. And again, this is an event that is going to be Thursday, September 11th. Celebrate Life, an evening with Abby Johnson and David B. Wright at the City of Hearst Conference Center on Campus Drive in Hearst. How many people are you expecting for this?
It'll be a sellout.
It's going to be a sellout. There'll be 930 people. We have 93 tables of 10.
Oh, okay. Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's a big crowd. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. That's awesome. Unshaken is the theme.
Yes.
Talk about why did y'all choose that? Unshaken.
Well, the verse is there that we got that from.
Okay. Well, it's from Scripture. Where is it? Okay. I don't see it on
but
here.
But it's just really about with everything going on, we must remain unshaken in this fight.
Yeah. Since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us have grace by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. Hebrews 12:28.
Yes. Okay. We must remain unshaken and knowing that this is God's ministry. This isn't our ministry. This isn't Michelle Gregory, Denise Epp, Bob Duane. This is God's ministry, and we always must keep that in the forefront.
Yeah. And Bob, as somebody who, obviously, you have been very involved in this ever since that golf tournament, talk to people out there, especially with that offer that Denise just offered, to dig deep and spend that $750 on one of these tables.
It'll be the best investment you make this year. It's better than investing in the stock market or anything else. You're investing in God's kingdom. You buy a table, bring eight friends with you, and have an incredible evening. David, I think David B. Wright is the number one speaker in the country. He spoke for our Catholic Brothers for Christ conference a couple years ago against a really big headliner, and we got feedback that he was the best speaker.
Caviezel, yeah. I remember I was emceeing that event. And, Dave, well, we're just about out of time. I want to give you a chance to give a pitch to ask people to get online and get these tickets. But, I remember sitting next to you, and I had never heard you speak before, and I got up there and introduced you. And then when you got up there and spoke, I was like, wow, this guy's dynamic. And he also was the keynote for the CPLC dinner earlier this year as well and did a great job on that. So I'll give you the last word here, David, and if you just want to maybe give a word of encouragement for people listening to get online and buy some tickets for this event.
Well, Dave, thanks so much, and Bob, I guess I have to sponsor a table now for your kind words, but I would
get to meet David B. Wright,
who's kind of saying, should I come to this event? If you want to be inspired, if you want to be filled with hope, and if you want to be a part of saving lives from death, protecting mothers from lives of regret, abortion is not over. Just because the Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade, there are still people leaving Texas to have abortions elsewhere. There are people still ordering abortion pills into the Lone Star State. This event, the Mid-City Women's Clinic, is the vehicle through which you can stand with mothers, protect their children, and make a life-saving and kingdom-building impact. So if there's any possible way, come join us. We're going to have an inspiring evening. I promise you it'll be, like Bob said, the best investment of your year, and together we'll get to celebrate what God has done, what he is doing, and join him in what he has yet to do ahead.
Amen. David B. Wright, thank you so much for taking time to join us. Always great to talk to you. You got so much enthusiasm, and you're such a gifted speaker and quite a blessing to the pro-life movement. So thank you very much for what you're doing. MCWCFriends.com. And I'm going to go ahead and let you have the last word, Denise, since you are the director of development. And what would you like to say to close out the interview?
Absolutely. I just want to thank you all, and thank you for registering. If you go and register your table, go ahead and put where it says, I'd like to sit with, maybe put it in that note, GRN or Guadalupe Radio Network, so that we know that's where you came from. And then, like I said, that includes an invitation for two to our VIP event. Very few people will be there, but you get to meet David and Abby, take a photo, and do a Q&A with them.
All right. Very good. Thanks so much. And Bob, thanks for coming in. Good to see you. And also thank you for your sponsorship through My Mutual Mortgage as well. I almost said Mid-Cities Dental. I got Mid-Cities on my mind. I'm sure Kyle Eberlein won't mind that.
Thank you for having us.
All right. Thanks so much, Denise. And thanks. A great show. And don't forget also the thing that I said at the beginning of the thing is GRN Academy is something that we've starting up, and we've got five classes starting the first week of September, including mine, an introduction to the Summa Theologia. 7 weeks in a row, you can learn the Summa Theologia of St. Thomas Aquinas in a fun, interactive way. You can also learn from Debbie Giorgiani and Steve Gleason, Dr. Ray Lopez, and Julie Carrick. And so go to grnonline.com/academy and find out about that. Also, the Seine River Cruise in April, and of course, our Fishers of Men for Fort Worth, October 25th with Dr. David Anders. Lots going on. God bless you. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for joining us for the Good News Show here on KATH 910 AM on the Guadalupe Radio Network. Please join us next week at the same time for the next Good News Show. KATH 910 AM, Frisco, Dallas, Fort Worth.